Must Know Danish Social Media Phrases, Season 1, Lesson 24, at Christmas. Hi everyone, I'm John.
And I'm Anna.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to post and leave comments in Danish for Christmas greetings. Johanne celebrates Christmas with her family, posts an image of it, and leaves this comment.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho.
Meaning, Merry Christmas from the Vestergaard family. Ho, ho, ho. Listen to a reading of the post and the comments that follow.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho. Glædelig jul. Ha' en dejlig aften i familiens skød. God jul, Johanne. Skræmte Hans julemandskostyme ikke alle i familien? Rigtig glædelig jul til dig og din familie. God jul. Lad nu være med at overspise. Hihi.
Listen again with the English translation.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas from the Vestergaard family. Ho, ho, ho.
Glædelig jul. Ha' en dejlig aften i familiens skød.
Merry Christmas. Have a lovely evening with the family.
God jul, Johanne. Skræmte Hans julemandkostyme ikke alle i familien?
Merry Christmas, Johanne. Didn't Hans' Santa costume scare everyone in your family?
Rigtig glædelig jul til dig og din familie.
A very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
God jul. Lad nu være med at overspise. Hihi.
Merry Christmas. Now don't overeat. Hihi. Listen again to Johannes post.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas from the Vestergaard family. Ho, ho, ho.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho. Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho.
Let's break this down. First is an expression meaning Merry Christmas from the Vestergaard family.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard.
This is a very common holiday greeting around Christmas. Replace the Danish last name
Vestergaard
with your own if you and your family want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. If it's just you, remove
familien Vestergaard
and replace it with
mig,
which means me, or simply your first name. Listen again. Merry Christmas from the Vestergaard family is
glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard.
Then comes the phrase, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
This is used exactly like in English when making a simple imitation of Santa Claus's jolly laugh. The third and final ho is often a little longer than the first two. Get in character. Listen again. Ho, ho, ho is
ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Altogether, it's Merry Christmas from the Vestergaard family. Ho, ho, ho.
Glædelig jul fra familien Vestergaard. Ho, ho, ho.
In response, Johanna's friends leave some comments. Her neighbor, Gitte, uses an expression meaning Merry Christmas, have a lovely evening with the family.
Glædelig jul. Hav en dejlig aften i familiens skød. Glædelig jul. Ha' en dejlig aften i familiens skød. Glædelig jul. Ha' en dejlig aften i familiens skød.
Use this expression to show you are feeling warm-hearted. Her high school friend, Susanne, uses an expression meaning Merry Christmas, Johanne. Didn't Hans's Santa costume scare everyone in your family?
God jul, Johanne. Skræmte Hans julemandskostyme ikke alle i familien? God jul, Johanne. Skræmte Hans julemandskostyme ikke alle i familien? God jul, Johanne. Skræmte Hans julemandskostyme ikke alle i familien?
Use this expression to be funny. Her supervisor, Bent, uses an expression meaning a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
rigtig glædelig jul til dig og din familie. Rigtig glædelig jul til dig og din familie. Rigtig glædelig jul til dig og din familie.
Use this expression to wish them a Merry Christmas. Her college friend, Isak, uses an expression meaning Merry Christmas, now don't overeat, hehe.
God jul. Lad nu være med at overspise, hehe. God jul. Lad nu være med at overspise, hehe. God jul. Lad nu være med at overspise. Hihi.
Use this expression to tease your friend. Okay, that's all for this lesson. If a friend posted something about Christmas greetings, which phrase would you use? Leave us a comment letting us know, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, hi.
Listeners, do you find it hard to remember new words?
Here's how you never forget Danish words again.
The Word Bank.
This is your personal collection of words and phrases.
And all the new words you've learned in this lesson.
Just save them to the Word Bank with one click.
And you can instantly review them in one spot.
Organize them the way you want.
And even print them out as physical vocabulary lists.
Go to DanishClass101.com
and try My Word Bank.